Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's March 17th, 2021, and this is episode 33 of the Context and Clarity podcast. My goal when I record these episodes is to inspire you to start the thought process and hopefully to spur conversation. I really want to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics deeper, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. This week, we've been exploring feelings and understanding, empathy, and now emotional intelligence. Yesterday, I asked you how you're doing, and I really do want to know. If the last 12 months haven't worn on you in some way, you're either not human or you're in complete denial. It's really important that we're taking care of our own mental, emotional, and physical health, because if we don't, how are we going to help anyone else? Please take stock of where you've been, of where you are, of where you think you're headed. And if you need help, reach out. I'm definitely not the best at this, or maybe even the one that should be talking about this. But sometimes we don't take time to really check on ourselves. And it can be even harder to admit to ourselves or say it out loud that we need help. But please, if you need help, talk to someone today. And if you're not at that point, at least do something for yourself today. If you missed yesterday's episode or you want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 32. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, if you're not a fan of Facebook, that's okay. I'm not either. The only thing that I do on Facebook is host Context and Clarity, and I participate in some of the conversations that go on inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. That's it. I even have an easy link that takes me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about joining the group and maybe becoming a part of those live conversations. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll continue our exploration of feelings and understanding, empathy, and emotional intelligence. I want to talk specifically about understanding ourselves today. How do we understand ourselves better? I'm talking about emotional intelligence. Earlier this week, I shared the definition of empathy, so how about a definition of emotional intelligence? Because if you're like me, You've probably heard that term used a lot over the past few years, and you may not understand what it really means. I'm not sure I did. So here goes. Emotional intelligence is our capability to recognize our own emotions and those of others, like in empathy, and our ability to discern between different feelings and label those feelings and use that information to guide our thinking and our behavior and to adjust to social situations. I like to think that I have a pretty high EQ, which is another term that I've heard used a lot over the past few years. I like to think that I'm pretty plugged into other people's emotions, that I'm able to quote unquote read the room pretty well, that I'm able to connect my experiences and my emotions to someone else's. EQ means emotional quotient, and it's another part of emotional intelligence. It's important when we're trying to understand other people, but it's also critical for us to understand relationships. And what else do you need to do in a relationship-based business? Think about that for a minute. How many times do we talk about setting, meeting, and managing expectations? How much better would we be at that if we understand how what we said or how we acted made someone else feel or how it shaded their perception of our work? If we turn the focus back on us, though, I'll bet that the better you get at understanding your own emotions, the better you'll get at communicating, at managing your work, and with dealing with stress. If you're a facts and figures person, here's something for you. You're up to 31% more effective when you're in a positive frame of mind. What if you were able to understand and manage your emotions when it matters most? It seems to me that emotional intelligence is probably a critical skill for being the best architect that you can be, probably even the best partner or the best human being that you can be. These are the things that we're going to discuss today in our Context and Clarity conversation. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
typically Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay. We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glenn Gary. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.